love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now, more tales from the life of Chris Stark, 24, from Pinner. You're still loving this. It's 24 years at the tap end. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm thinking maybe to go to the 20th year today, if you're keen.
Oh, we've not gone that far before, have we?
I don't think we've done anything from the 20th year before.
OK, here it is. 24 years at the tap end. Thursday edition.
Is that it? Is that the intro?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that it? What more do you want?
Well, usually it's a big build-up.
Have you got a fanfare? Can we give him a fanfare? It is almost Christmas.
Diva.
Soon you'll be asking for theme music.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, God.
We could do a theme tune if you want. And now on BBC One, 24 years at the tap end. And now, 24 years at the tap end.
What are you thinking, Chris?
It's good, but it's not right. That sounded like Roy Walker. Oh, yes.
No, I think that's been used before.
I love Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
This is my favourite.
That doesn't surprise me.
But you can't just steal someone else's theme tune.
I'm working through the box set at the moment.
If you change a couple of notes, I'm sure you can get past the copyright issues, though. That's been done before, hasn't it?
Am I the only person in the world that doesn't find Only Fools and Horses funny?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, 24 years at the tap end.
I like this.
No, this is good. My 20th year at the tap end. I'm finding I'm reading it like the news now, though.
Okay.
Wait for the big bombs and then start.
Here it is, 24 years at the tap end.
We had just moved into our new student house at 3A Brookvale Road in Southampton. We thought we had picked up the ultimate student house for what was a reasonable price. The only thing was, we were having to wait a couple of months until work on turning it into what the man described as a student palace was completed. The house we had just bought used to be an old people's home.
Yes.
But despite assurances, when we moved in, it didn't look any different. Short of removing the stair lift, I couldn't really see what they had done. I shotgunned the room next to the window and moved my stuff in.
At least they removed the stair lift out of your one. My friend's one, they had kept the stair lift in it.
Which I would have liked,
actually. The thing is, though, when you use one, you think, yes, I've got a stair lift, and they take so long.
Yeah,
it is quicker to walk.
It's still good.
No, I don't think it is good. Because you're sitting there, and it's like the world's slowest thing. It can take, like, 15 minutes to get up the stairs.
Yeah. I remember also that that flat had a loo with a cord in it.
Sorry?
Had a cord that you could pull at any time.
Always wondered about this in toilets. You know, the red cord that's there.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull it, what happens?
Someone comes to aid you.
Really?
Not sure that would have happened in your student house.
No.
Yeah, exactly. If I'd pulled the red cord in the student house, no one would have come, would they?
No.
It was a strange house. A long corridor with metal bars along the wall and a massive living room. There were also warning signs everywhere and loads of bathrooms. I think this appealed to the girls we were living with, as it meant me, Oggy and the two Eds could have a separate bathroom. There was also a locked cupboard that we one day gained access to, where I discovered a box of 80s adult videos.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you watch them?
Am I allowed to say the name of one of them?
Go on.
Booberella. Based on the classic Cinderella.
Of course.
Just a slightly different plot.
No, not Cinderella, Barbarella, isn't it?
Oh, what's Barbarella?
I don't know, but I think it's a film from the 70s.
It is. It's not based on Cinderella. You obviously didn't watch it.
Oh.
Or did you?
Yeah, I did.
And did you think this is a very different plot? Where are the ugly sisters?
Barbarella.
Yeah, she's like some sort of sci-fi. Was it a bit like that?
Was it sci-fi based?
That's it.
Yeah? It's a Franco-Italian science fiction film.
Type in Booberella, see what comes up.
Something from The Simpsons.
No, it wasn't that. Well, anyway, we found a whole stash.
Oh, yes, featuring... This is one Candy Cantaloupes, isn't it?
Who?
Do you know, actually, do you know what? I've taken the mick out of him, but he's right. According to IMDb, Booberella is Cinderella given a sexy look.
Oh, okay.
So it's not Barbarella at all, even though that would have been a better thing.
That is misleading. Continue.
It was a strange old house, but being next to Blockbuster, Charcoal Grill and KFC, it had everything I needed. I brought Scott there once, but I couldn't tell if he was really impressed with the place or really disgusted. I'd only just moved into the new house when the time came for the legendary Jester's nightclub staff party. I'd recently started working in Jester's, DJing the AU nights every Wednesday. It was a brilliant job. The staff parties were the stuff of legends, and everything looked set for this one to be the same. For once, we were having our party out of the club and going on a fishing trip. It was the Jester's fishing trip.
What?
Right.
Hang on a second. Who has their staff party at a fishing trip?
The idea was, I suppose it was like an outdoor thing. Everyone would bond. It's just something a bit different. It was a brilliant idea.
How many people?
Oh, I suppose there would have been about 30 of us.
I've never been fishing. Is it any good?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm scared of fishing? Is when I walk past like where the fishermen are. I don't know if I once saw this in a cartoon or something, but I'm really scared of when they flick it back.
Agreed.
It's going to log in my head and then pull my scalp off. Does anyone else get that? I know the chances of it happening are quite slim.
No,
I think it every time I walk past fishermen.
Yeah, I used to go with my granddad and used to be also terrified of that.
Yeah.
Of it going in my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't fear that your scalp's going to be removed, do you? Well, that's a bit weird.
That's kind of worse, actually, the eye. But yeah, I have fear like that, yeah.
We turned up in a field in Southampton, a trout farm, the place where we were to erect our tents and light a fire. It was freezing cold. What's funny?
Trout farm. I don't know why.
It was a trout farm.
I don't know why, it just sounds rude.
Wait, what's that?
It's not even a one.
No, I know, but it just sounds like it could be one. Trout farm.
It was a trout farm.
It's not even a thing.
You're off to the trout farm.
Yep. You're a trout farm.
Grow up. It was freezing cold and the wind was strong. Not ideal for fishing. In fact, it was so bad that the owner of the trout farm, Banders from Fishing, deciding instead to take out a massive net and hook a couple of trouts for us to barbecue. Erecting the... Sorry, I've got this trout thing in my head now. Right. Erecting the tent was also a struggle, but after a couple of hours or so, we were sitting around the fire, drinking and having a good laugh. There was a small marquee that the trout farm provided, although the legs had to be removed due to the wind. We used this to shelter in, playing a few games and having a couple of drinks. As usual, one of the members of staff took things a little too far, removing his clothes and swinging from the roof of the marquee while singing Baywatch.
Always one. Always
now,
one.
I've never been at a Christmas party or a party where that's happened.
Now, there's a video of this. I can show you, Becky.
What do you type in to get it?
I can't say because he's naked in it. Oh. But I'm going to do it now. Hang on. There he is.
Oh, my God.
Right, enjoy this.
Because I'm always ready. I won't let you out of my sight. I'll be ready.
Do you like that?
I've seen better.
As you can...
It's had 412 views.
I know, but it's sort of secret.
What are the comments? Oh, no comments.
Continue.
As you can see, the night was great fun. Freezing cold, but was great to be out with some brilliant mates, many of whom are still really good mates to this day. It was quite late in the evening. Me and a couple of lads, Nick, Alan Green and Lukey, had decided to go for a bit of a wander. Earlier in the night, someone had found a small boat, and we thought it'd be a brilliant idea to sail it.
Where did they find a boat?
It was just sort of moored up on the side of the river.
Okay.
It was a small boat with no oars. We got into the boat and Alan pushed us away from the shore. The boat started to float into the middle of the river.
River is this?
I don't know, it's near Eastleigh though.
Oh.
So sort of round your way.
Yeah.
We were sailing. The boat continued to float away. It was brilliant. Everything was going well until the point I felt water under my feet. It was coming in fast. There was a hole. We hadn't struck ice, but the boat was sinking and I was going down. Admittedly, the river was only 5 foot deep, but all the same, I panicked. Bailing ship, I made a jump for the shore, grabbed a fistful of reeds and my body went under. It was an emergency situation, but luckily, from a young age, my personal survival training kicked into action.
Bear Grylls?
Kind of. Of all the things I've done in my life, I always thought the personal survival badge in swimming lessons was the most pointless. Even at a young age, I always wondered, when was I ever going to need to pick up a brick from the bottom of a pool?
That's true. When do you ever need that?
And it's like, the other thing they make you do in the personal survival is like swim through a hoop.
Yeah.
Underwater.
When's that ever going to happen?
I've never really seen why you would ever do that.
Agreed.
In your pyjamas.
Apart from maybe if you were appearing on Total Wipeout.
Exactly, yeah, that's the only reason I can see why you would need that training. But the training obviously worked. I didn't panic, and eventually Alan helped me out and pulled me out of the water. I stood there, in a field near Eastleigh, freezing cold and soaked.
Oh, you don't want that.
To make matters worse, I had no sleeping bag that night and had to share a tent with the guy that had earlier been swinging naked from the roof of the marquee.
Oh, God.
Looking back, it was a great night, though. If I could... But if I could pass on one thing, don't try sailing on your staff parties. And that's it.
Brilliant. So you're freezing cold and in Eastleigh.
Yeah.
Bad times.
Not as bad as that bloke who's now got video evidence of...
So this was like 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And the guy in the video...
The one swinging.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he could be, I don't know, like a really successful lawyer or MP or something now.
Lloydie?
Yeah.
No, he still works in Jester's.
Oh, good.
I thought he'd be part of some sort of circus troupe by now, with that swinging action. He could be in, like, Cirque du Soleil, the late-night version.
I like that idea.
Yeah?
Like an extreme Cirque du Soleil.
Like rude circus.
Saucy circus.
Yeah. That's going to scar me, that. The Scott Mills Daily. God.